Hello and welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, November 8th, 2013, and it's Paranormal Friday night. So we welcome your calls and your input either on the fast chat or on clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have that opened right now. So if you'd like to send an email for us to discuss something tonight that's paranormal related, please send that in. We, of course, always welcome any testimonials from the healings or the shows or the intensives. And speaking of the intensives, the November intensives start tomorrow. Saturday, November 9th is the 4-hour healing call on which you can charge up 7 containers of water to get you through your week with the beautiful Creation Lightship water. That call starts at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then the following 3 Sundays are the 8-hour healing intensives. That's the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th of November. And you can sign up for those right on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. It's a wonderful experience, and we have many, many testimonials about that. So if you can possibly get on those calls, you will not regret it. Ron will be on in just a moment, but in the meantime, you can open up your picture of the light being on your computer screen. That can be found either at creationlightship.com, or if you're on the BBS site, just scroll down, and there's a picture below the fast chat and the info there, and just open that up. When Ron comes on, he'll activate that light being with peace energy for us that we can experience during the show tonight. And now I'll welcome Ron to be on the air.
Hi, everybody. So another day, another BBS program. Today is Friday, and let's see what we have here as far as the date. So it looks like the 8th of November, 2013. Here we go, everybody. So let's activate the light beam. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. It should feel some peace energy. And along with that, you should feel your body relaxing. We'll turn it back over to you, and we can see what maybe questions you may have or something. Oh.
Yes, we, of course, appreciate your input. And you can do that either on the fast chat or, again, at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Ron, I know that we have listeners from all over the world, but for many people, Friday is the end of their work week. Certainly here in the U.S., and even there, not everyone has a Monday to Friday work week, I realize. But I feel like that always just feels good when you do a couple of clearings for us of issues that we may have found during our work week.
Okay, so let's do a clearing here. Maybe it's anxiety for people. Who knows? So here we go. Anxiety. So 1, 2, 3. 4 and 5. Oh boy. 1. Oh boy. 2. I'm sorry. I'm yawning. 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see what other people may want, but that might be a good one to start off with. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And we already have a caller on the line. So, hello, caller, are you there?
Hello, yes, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Go ahead, we can hear you.
Okay, I was calling with a paranormal experience I had. Recently, I just went to go see the new movie, Ender's Game. I don't know if you guys have heard of that before.
I saw it last night,
If you haven't seen it, I'm
sorry,
can you say it again?
Yes, I have. I saw it last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, then you'll probably be able to relate very quickly to what I'm about to say. So the movie gets into basically when, after the guy goes through, like, kind of the mind control manipulation, and he finds out all the stuff, and right at the end, I was sitting in the movie theater, and I was looking at it, and I was thinking the movie was all cool and stuff, and I was like, wow, man, I was really attracted to it a lot for some reason. And when it got to the point when you see him and they kind of flip the script on it and he starts to connect with this entity that I guess attacked Earth first,
yeah.
Immediately in the movie theater, it was like a quiet, like, wave that went through the theater, and I was paying attention so hard because I got so into the story for some reason. I really did, like, connect with this movie. Right when he started talking about this alien and, like, this, well, you know the theme of it, right? They were kind of like good morals versus bad morals, doing what's right to save your planet or whatever. Right when he got to the alien, like, my head started hurting, like, so bad. And immediately, I kind of, like, I just felt like everybody else in the room, we were all looking at the screen, and I just stopped, and I, like, got, like, the hardest headache I've ever seen from when the alien came up and he was connecting with it, with the mind connection he had with the thing or whatever, and everything just paused, and, like, I usually do the alien head connectors for that, but it was so intense, and what was paranormal about it was how immediate it was and how still everybody in the theater was when it happened. So I just kind of was like, I actually turned away from the screen, not looking at it, because I immediately connected, like, right into that entity or whatever, and I just thought that was, like, why they were building up so much into the whole movie or whatever. And I just thought that was really weird.
I saw it as, like you were saying, you know, it started off where this alien race was attacking the Earth, and now they had to come through when they got these young children, well, I guess young kids, we'll say, I'll just say probably under 18 or something, who were probably used to using computers and stuff more than older people, and so they thought they could do. And having them and the planet. So it was kind of interesting to watch. To me, looking at it now, it was kind of a great movie for probably children or very young adults. But the end of the movie was kind of like, I go, this is really awful, because people will think that these poor aliens need some help. That's how the story ends. Like, he goes, how could I have destroyed this race of aliens? No. And then he showed taking the one that was the queen or something off, looking for a planet to, you know, so it could live on or something. So I could see how they could mesmerize everybody, thinking that the younger people, remember, the younger people are the ones that will be dealing with this more than the older people. And let's just say that, for instance, we're here for 30 years and... all of us older people are no longer here, and the younger ones are here, and they're going to be thinking, oh, aliens are really nice. That movie really showed them as in nice, you know, very nice, and they didn't harm us, even though they attacked us once, but now they're okay. I just thought, oh, man, what a mind control program, you know? Yeah, and I think they were probably working through, the aliens are working through those pictures, last maybe 15 minutes of the... show to probably mind control everybody. Where I saw, there's only like maybe about maybe six people watching the whole movie, you know. So, but I just thought, wow, what a twist, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what I thought was weird about it, was that he was getting so emotional about defending against an entity that was trying to, like, parasitically control them or whatever. And so I just thought that was, like, such a twisted story as well. And the last 15 minutes was when those headaches started occurring. Like every time it came on, it was sort of like it wanted you to sympathize with it and like harmonize its whatever, you know. It was weird. But I had one other paranormal thing. This was actually something that happened to me. It was real quick. It was actually a question. I was cleaning out some boxes because I'm getting ready to move, and I went over some old stuff that I was touching on, and immediately my skin started getting irritated. And a year ago, I had some problems with my skin, and it was with these I was touching some of the old stuff that was in those boxes. And so I did the entity clearing, and I literally, like, held my hand over it, and I felt something get on me, and I've been feeling it, like, all day. But I did the entity clearing, and it kind of cleared it up. But I just wanted to make sure, was it completely gone, or was it just all in my head or whatever?
Yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, so what probably happened as you started cleaning out your old stuff, you came into a timeline where maybe all that information was books or something that you're looking at. And that brought you back into that timeline. And you could probably even recycle a whole timeline again. So just being aware of that, you want to get off that old timeline.
Okay.
That's how I would look at it.
Yeah.
Mine, you know, was older, had a problem, and you got rid of the problem. And now that could bring you right back into it again because it'll bring up old memories, which is from the timeline. So I would do a lot of timeline crashes on it.
Got you. That's what I was thinking as well. And I guess this goes as a testimonial as well, because I remember you did say that you could feel old timelines as you, like, touch objects that had, like, if you were really sick one time and you had something you put in a box and then you open it later, that's kind of exactly what happened. And what was weird about it, this was the first time I could wave my hand above it and compare the two boxes and actually feel the strife and all the crap that I was going through over both of them with all that old stuff. So I was like, man, I got to throw this stuff out. So I got it out of my house.
Yeah, been there, done that, right?
Yeah, so I had to get it out of there. But yeah, Ender's Game was a really good movie, and but I would say, like, be careful at the ending. Like, you might not want to look at it. And that's it.
Well, before you hang up, Michael, I have a question about this. Ron, did Michael get too either mentally or emotionally involved in that movie? Does he need to clear that in some way? Because the way he was saying that he very focused on it and then he got headaches. What was going on there?
Yeah, you might want to do some timeline crashes on that too, possibly. Or go on the Alien Attack page and get rid of that alien picture of this thing.
What happened was, I timeline crashed when I got home the entire movie for the duration of it, and I felt, like, perfect and no problems at all. So
oh, good.
That's what I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody
so, like,
listening
I just
to that, well, something that could upset you greatly, we'll say, and this one here would probably be the ultimate thing, where, you know, they're trying to connect with you, and then you can do a timeline crash to get rid of it. It's great, perfect validation of how this thing works, and everybody will understand that.
Yeah, just to clarify, I did the free clearing first. That cleared up the headaches, and then I just timeline crashed it, and then all that emotional stuff was, like, gone immediately. So I still thought it was a great movie, but I was just like, wow, that ending, like, took me somewhere else. So,
yeah,
you know.
Uh-huh. And I think it's, you know, that's designed for all the young people to look at it, to change the way they viewed it, because they're seeing the older people. You know, Harrison Ford is not young, you know. And so, you know, you're looking at maybe the younger people watching a movie with some older adults, and the older adults are talking about how the aliens, you know, came to Earth. So to that young person, it may have been, 30 or 40 years before he was born. Okay, and so he doesn't see the threat, you know, but the old people remember. So that's probably what another way of looking at it, too. We'll see if anybody else wants to comment on the movie, if they have seen it or, you know, if they do see it coming up here, you know, maybe the next week or something, maybe they could also called in and comment on it to see what their take is. So thank
well,
you, Michael,
just
for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. But just in general, Ron, if we're watching a movie or something on television, even a commercial or something, and we're affected by it in some way,
well, that
means
the media clearing can help that out too.
Right. And we should be neutral all the time. We should be able to look at it and say, you know, it's not affecting me. My spirit's in my body. My thoughts are in my heart.
Correct.
I'm calm.
Yeah, I didn't.
So in a way, Michael's lucky that he realizes, wow, I went off energy there, and that kind of set up a red flag for him that, gee, that I shouldn't have been going through that, and he went right home and cleared it.
Yeah, that's good.
Right?
For me, looking at it when I was watching the movie, I was wondering, why are these people living in an alien base, right, that was created by the aliens? I go, what the heck are they doing in an alien facility, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure that one out. Plus, they had that really weird-looking spaceship thing. I go, well, wait a minute, you know? But anyway... Anyway, it's an interesting movie. I won't tell you what I think of it, but you may have already think what I think about it. So anyway, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, and Michael, thank you so much for calling in. We always appreciate your input and feedback.
Hey, thank you. Take care.
You
yeah,
too.
What, I, do, what I can say is I think it's very sad on the ending on how that could take people, young people, to... start to like alien stuff because, it looks like, you know, the way the movie was presented, that's kind of what they wanted to show is all the young people now should like aliens. And, you know, maybe they're going to start praying to them or bringing them in, or you may see that movie and say, oh, wow, I'm going to go out at night, you know, on a mountaintop with a flashlight and try to get alien ships to talk to me because I want to see this one being, how loving they are or something, you know. So... the message on it to me is, run, don't walk away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. We have several questions, but I want to first just read the comments about this movie and Michael's call. The alien mind control option on the alien attack page while watching a movie, someone's suggesting. Aliens want you to sympathize with them before the attack? ? Wait, object and space clearing. Oh, they attack you and conceal it. A poor me story seduces people into the dark energy. So those are the comments. Questions... while decluttering, this is back to Michael, can we use timeline crashes? I would say yes, right, Ron? Like
oh,
if something
yes. uh-huh.
affects you as you're getting rid of things. And if I go to a movie theater, we'll have to do space clearing for mind control clearing. Well, is that true? I mean... should we say, oh, I just read a book, I read a novel, or I've seen a movie? Do I have to clear everyone, or is it just if it activates or affects you in some way, Ron?
Boy, I guess it would depend how conscious you are, okay? Everything that you do is going to affect you and maybe connect you into something. So... it just depends where you are in your consciousness and how many key words there are and what they're showing you. So, ideally, yeah, you should probably always clear yourself from situations and things that you see that bother you. So if you do get triggered some way, or you watch a movie and you start jerking around or jumping up and down, you got to cover your eyes, you start crying, well, you know you have that issue. So if you
right.
do have the issue, then you want to get it cleared. And
okay.
the next thing is, well, can it affect you by just watching it? And if you don't feel too much or sense anything, it could, yes. But you got to live your life here. Can't be a hermit, you know. So you know, you do have to, you know, enjoy life. And sometimes some things that you're doing, might, which might look enjoyable, may be causing you harm, but we have clearings to help you out with that. So get yourself released from that mind control pattern. That's trying to trigger your DNA. So that's kind of what well, I would look at it. So everything could harm you in a sense, but, you know, it may take a long time to do damage to you. Maybe many lifetimes away from here, you know. Oh, not everything happens instantly. Remember, you probably have a lot of stuff in your subconscious that's not arisen yet that could really harm you, but you may not live long enough for it to get activated. So that's kind of the way to look at it. But if you do get triggered and you get your buttons pushed, et cetera, then you want to do a clearing for that particular issue. It just depends how much in-depth you want to go into it. But the timeline crash is the quickest way. For one particular situation, but if you have a lot of similar things, you know, under that same title, whatever that title would be, anxiety, fear, or anger, then you want to do a whole lifetime clearing to get rid of that big, you know, hard drive of stuff. All you're seeing is one particular running program, and you could have, 32 gigabytes of stuff, you know, that you got to get rid of. You're just getting rid of maybe... a few thousand gigabytes. So you want to get these things out.
Okay, well,
kilobytes.
The same, I'm sorry.
Yeah, kilobytes instead of gigabytes. So you want to get rid of all this stuff.
Kilobytes.
Yeah. Oh,
very
funny.
Remember
this. What you're seeing is one thing and what you're feeling is another. And what you don't know is the problem. Don't always know what we don't know. That's what will get us.
Okay, the same commenter who said they do the clearings when they go to the movie theater said, whenever I watch a DVD, I have the alien attack page up and have no problems.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I know, I don't anymore, but I know in the past, and I've cried and gotten upset and been shaking, you know, from movies, and now I know, wow, I've got to, you know, stop, and I control my, you know, emotions and stop, get out of emotions and realize, you know, I'm being lured into something that's pulling me, and I stop, thanks to you, Ron, and all the healings and education you've given us, so I know now that that's not a good thing.
Oh.
Okay, wow. Okay, this was a very good topic, and we have a lot more questions. Someone's saying here, I sent an urgent request for help by email. I just want to remind everybody that the clsquestions@yahoo.com is an email account that's only opened by the co-hosts of these radio shows on BBS. So when you have something for Ron, it needs to go to creation, I'm sorry, what is that? What is that email, Ron?
Yeah,
creation.
Work. iChip@yahoo will work.
You're right, creationlightship@yahoo.com. And so please send those to him directly. Sometimes things aren't, you know, are personal or whatever, and they're not appropriate for us to read online. So please do that. Okay. We've passed some of these, so I want to go back into some questions. Someone asked, Ron, would it be possible tonight, I'm trying to recall in my scribble here how she put it, but could we go with the fleet, you know, with the Special Forces fleet tonight, like take a visit to there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As you have done sometimes,
yeah.
And maybe you want to give us a little update.
Most of the fighting at this moment, right now, it's only about maybe 20% of what it was before. I'm not saying that it's going to stay at 20%, but right now that's about where it is. So, yeah, if you want to experience that, we'll go up on one of the defense fleet ships here. So here we go. I'll count to five to take you up there. And you should not have anything attached to you, so don't worry about having anything going wrong with you or anything else. You're just going to be viewing and seeing what you can see.
Are those of us, Ron, who have signed up for the Special Forces, are we active right now or inactive?
No, none of the Special Forces are typically ask. There's a few people that are, but 99% of the people are not active at this time. They still could be enlisted, okay, and you still could be doing other things, but you're not out battling. Remember, there's so many soldiers now battling time-traveling soldiers that there's no need for us to even to do that. So if you're a new listener, basically what happened was the energies, the founding fathers who are time travelers, those are the ones that created the Constitution here, they're time travelers, and they are in charge of taking, we'll just say, military people, soldiers in the past, maybe the Iraqi wars that we've had in World War II, World War I, et cetera, taking the people that were enlisted then, and it could even be you if you're older and you're not enlisted, but you were in the service, you could still be fighting these battles. They could take you. Let's just say that you're were in Vietnam, for instance, and maybe you're I think most people in Vietnam now who are there are probably between I'd say at least 60 to maybe 70 years of age. So we'll just say 65, pick a number there. And so if you're 65 years of age and you did serve in the services, then very possibly they took a time when you were probably maybe when you enlisted, maybe you're 18 to 20 years of age or something like that, took you and stopped time into the future to train you to fight aliens that are invisible. We can't see them on this timeline that we're living in right here. Remember, our eyesight will not allow you to see the aliens coming here, but they see them where they are. So you could be very possibly fighting right now, wondering why you feel a little strange in the last week, we'll say, why you feel like you're on full alert, why might hurt and twist or wake up and feel a little funny, because you are fighting. So you're in this timeline here right now at your current age, we'll say of 65, but you were actually taken when you were probably, say, 20, and you're out there fighting. Well, that same consciousness between you at 20 and the one here can have a little bit of bleed through. So you may kind of understand that, yeah, I think I'm doing something on a military mission. I don't understand it, but I feel like I'm enlisted, but I'm not enlisted, naturally, because I'm not in the service. Well, you probably are fighting the aliens. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that for new people who don't understand what's happening. And so the forces out there are just tremendous right now who are battling these energies. And right now it's less than what it was before. I'm not saying that it'll stay at 20%. You could have another tremendous battle happening where everything is on full alert and, oh, there's a lot of stuff coming in here. Anyway, we'll go up one of the defense fleet ships here, and you might be able to sense what's happening. I won't mention anything. You can just feel it for maybe a half a minute or so. Back down. So here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we're there. And there's a lot of talk about what they think is out there. They have the telescopes watching things and seeing like three ships behind the moon, et cetera. I see a lot more than that. But that's what they can see physically. But I'm looking also on other timelines that is not visible to the telescopes. So what you have is you have two ways to look at this situation. You have the people that are looking for hard facts, right? They want to see it, and they want to smell it and taste it and eat it, and maybe not eat it, but you know what I mean. And they want to have it so it's definitely in black and white, and they can say, yeah, this is what's happening for sure. Well, that may only be like 1% of what's really going on. Don't know is what's going to get you. This is what we're fighting, is what you don't know and what you can't see, what you can't sense. If you are enlisted, you're probably going to feel your body going through some strange stuff in the last week because you're out there probably battling. Well, we're going to come back now. Here we go. Coming back. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, now we're back down here. So if you had any glimpses of something or felt something, that's your own personal stuff. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I was thinking this is a good time to mention Mr. Oxygen and his essay or whatever, I don't know what to call it, his letter, his essay that he wrote on Rumor Mill News, because it's very informative about the current events of what's going on. So if that's of interest to you, there's a little more detail there. I have it open, actually, right now. And, yes, it's rumormillnews.com. Well, and then you have to get to Ed, Mr. Oxygen. I guess you'll be able to find it once you get on there, but he did just post a new letter that has a lot of information on it. So thank you. And somebody on the Fast Chat is talking about a physical issue that they're having. And I have two suggestions for this person. First of all, you know, do all of the free and basic clearings that Ron recommends on Creation Lightship, especially the emotional body clearing. And tomorrow night on BBS Radio at this same time, which is 7 p.m. Pacific time, there's another radio show, and it will include a visit to Creation Lightship, where you can request a physical healing, and that will give you the idea and the feeling of what it's like to be worked on by the Creation Lightship beings. And also, of course, Saturday afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, and Sunday, the 8-hour healings, those are all focused on physical healings. So that's what you really want to do. I will ask Ron now, and he usually says yes, so I think he will, to do a sample of a physical healing for us. But it's just a sample, and it's not something that if you're having an issue that's going to cure anything or really seriously help it. So I hope that's clear to everybody. Could we, since someone did bring up a physical issue, Ron, on the Fast Chat, could we have a sample of a physical healing where perhaps everyone could think of an issue and you could do a
That'd
quick
be fine.
Clearing of
so
something?
Think of an issue that you're having. Maybe you got a sub-toll today, or you have a little pain in your body or something. So whatever issue you have, we'll see if we can help you out. So here we go. Connect with the issue, think of it. And what will happen is the issue that you have, it depends on how deeply ingrained it is in you, but we'll just talk if it's just a real easy one to heal. And it should be released from you, and it will be replaced with peace. So your issue, which is contaminated, with judgment, which is causing your problem, will be taken away. And from there, it will have peace brought into it. And you can then what happens is once that peace is there, the peace has nothing to talk to you about or to tell you or to remember anything, because peace is peace, and it's a non-judgment. So right away, you may even forget that you even had a problem. So here we go. Oh, because you can't relate to it, because peace is peace. Peace doesn't have an agenda. It doesn't work in duality. Here we go, releasing the energy from you. Think of it. Maybe put your hand on that location. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And you might be feeling better. Hopefully you are. It just depends how ingrained it is in you, how much DNA is activated to produce your problem, and where it came from. I'll do a one now, if it didn't happen from you, maybe you still resonate to it on some level of consciousness on your DNA, but maybe somebody's doing a whammy on you, okay? So you cut somebody off on the freeway or something, or you made somebody trip, or you cut in front of them when you're walking, and they didn't like that, and they gave you a psychic whammy because they know how to do that, and now you're wondering why you have this pain. Let's release that from you, like a psychic attack energy. And it gets worse going into, spells and things, but we'll just do this as an easy one. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Disconnecting that person from you, the energetic cordings. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And if you notice, know, live your life, people get upset quite easily, maybe even yourself. You're driving your car and somebody pulls out in front of you and you put the brakes on and you, oh, you may say some words to that person or, you know, do different hand gestures or something, you know, as they did this or whatever. Or you might just be very peaceful and put your brakes on and go, well, it's okay. We didn't get any accidents. Nothing happened. They made a mistake. Or maybe I was going a little bit too fast. It's actually my fault, too. And you just say, okay, no big deal. Let it go. And there's then the other people out there who may have the issue with wanting to get into a car wreck will probably be getting upset because the person cut them off or whatever. Then you have more problems. So you always want to be at peace. Just realize that there's new clones here, too, and the clones may not know how to drive a car. So you have to be careful on that, too, and be very, very alert, as they're just learning how to live on this planet. So anyway, the whole thing gets interesting. Where you want to be, which is what we talk about all the time, is in peace. You don't respond and react to much of anything. Just living your life, observing everything, and everything is fine. You know, naturally you have to respond and react to things, unfortunately, but, you know, you're not going to be a zombie. So you do want to have consciousness to know what not to do and what to do. But the whole thing is that you need to be fully conscious of what is going on in your life and not to be reactive for the situation, whatever's happening to you, because that will just draw more of it to you, and it will increase more timelines. So remember, if you have one issue, then that means that you're more than likely on multiple timelines, maybe hundreds of them. And now as the issue becomes more predominant to you and you start getting more upset, more timelines are generated. So maybe you're on 100 at first, and then you get your buttons pushed and more things happen. Your thoughts go out there. The aliens go, oh, boy. More food for us, more energy, because the person's getting upset. And from that point, all of a sudden, maybe you're on 500 timelines now. And because, remember, your thoughts create your reality. That's the way the dark side works. And so now they're creating more realities for you to experience. Now you're a multidimensional being. You only have one life and true light. But in the darkness, you're a multidimensional being. You're everywhere. Why there's so many timelines. So you get upset again. Now instead of being on 500, maybe you're on 2,000 timelines. And you go, man, life is getting really bad here. All I can do is think about this issue. Well, now it's going to hop into your backyard, and now it may come into your doorstep and ring the buzzer. All of a sudden, the door opens up, and you get a whammy. In that car accident, maybe because you're upset with somebody who cut you off, and now, you know, you get run over by the bus or something. So you're dealing with the same issue, but it's much more intense because you're now on these timelines, and the aliens see you as more energetic food, and they keep creating them, and they know that you're heading for a fall, and they can't wait for that. Want that to be as soon as possible. So I like to tell people, if you see three things happening to you within a few days, same situations, boy, watch out, because it's right on your doorstep. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And if I could just add, because this is always the harder part for me, people can attack and court you also from a happy place. In other words, most of the things you just mentioned were kind of negative and people angry and cursing, but also I wonder about, you know, if you're a happy, like I tend to be a happy, smiling, you know, waving at people type of person. But those people could also be attaching to me, courting me, lowering my energy, then I am open to attack as well, right?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So if you're happy or sad, it's the same thing. It's still energy, no? So either way, if you look at it, it has a charge on it. You have a happy charge or a charge that's a charge on being unhappy, but the charge is still a charge. I mean, you're in duality. So whether it's plus or minus, happy or sad, it's still an issue. And normally they get more out of us, you know, as a sad situation, you know, because, you know, we may, you know, because pain is a way they can get you too. So, you know, I guess you could laugh and have your belly hurt or something if you laugh for a long time, but normally pain is associated with body problems and situations, and they live off of that too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they live off of, is our stuff. They live off of your duality and the way you think, the way your body's acting, and that's your consciousness. You know, where are you? Are you in non-judgment, just going through life looking at things and enjoying it, not tying into people's situations? You know, a lot of people who do the emotional clearing, they start to disassociate themselves with their past friends because they were like their past friends before they had the clearing, and they have all this drama and trauma going on, which they really didn't realize. But, you know, you go out to lunch with somebody, or you meet, you know, your little pool of friends, and what normally comes up is the same stuff over and over again. You know, same stuff, different week, different day. You know, maybe you're dealing with friends that maybe got divorced or something, or a breakup, and that's all they talk about, and how Sally did this man wrong, or Tom cheated on Sally. You know, it's all the same stuff going on and on and on over and over again, and you hear the same story, and the person may start to cry, and all of a sudden you get associated and tapped into their energy system. And that's all that you hear about. You do your emotional clearing. You go, man, I don't want to hear this crap anymore. Let them sit in their own, you know, stew of stuff, you know. I want to get out of that pot of soup, you know. Because they're just bringing my energy down. You may have issues on it. So when you do a clearing, a lot of those issues leave you. So you can say, yeah, walk away, Renee, been there, done that. And, you know, now the group used to be 6 people, now it's 5. And I'm happy, and they can sit there and talk, and, you know, they should do this and do that, and all this advice that people are giving other people. Just get away from it. Just live your life and be peaceful. That's the whole process. Back to you, Ann.
Wow, okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. We had a request first I want to read an email. It's an interesting thought. Sorry, I just lost it. I have heard that parasites, aliens, and whatever you want to call them can come through your PC router and was advised to turn off the router when going to sleep. The question is, when keeping the light being up all night as I sleep, would that detour the parasites? So
to a certain extent,
running clearings,
I don't know
all
if they're
night.
Coming through your router or not. I can't say that one way or the other. Remember, everything can be connected to energetically. So I just don't know if that's a possibility. But the light being can give some type of protection for you, yes. How much, I can't really say, but people like having it up. What I can say is that we deal with energies like keywords when you read something or hear something. Well, just think of this here. You know, most people's houses, being newer, will just have the wiring in the walls, you know, where the older houses, maybe commercial houses or commercial buildings, have it in metal conduit. So if you know anything about radiation of energies, you know that when you have wires into a metal conduit, they'll tend to shield it because it's grounded. You won't feel any radiation or EMFs off the wire. Where I'm going with this here is that you could be getting transmission sent to you through the power lines, okay? Every house is connected to the power grid, well, along with cell phones and everything else, but typically the wiring in your house could be very close to you. You could be sleeping and have an outlet next to your bed. And maybe, you know, that's being used to transmit energies to you. I can't guarantee this, but it's a real easy way to, have things get connected to you. So I'm just sort of like mentioning that. So another way of looking at it. I just even try, if you want to see if you sleep better, you know, maybe your body may not like that 60-cycle radiation hitting it. might go and, which might be hard to do, but you might turn off your circuit breaker to your bedroom or something to eliminate the voltage on those wires around your bed and just see if you respond to it. But the way things are now, everybody has computers, and you have a clock that probably is plugged into the wall and everything else, and maybe your TV, and that could be a big problem because all of a sudden you got to reset everything once you turn it off. But you might just try it one night and just see if you tend to sleep better. So, and also, when you're peaceful, doesn't mean that the attacks or the transmissions won't stop. They're always going to be there. So that's the main thing, is just remember that, you know, you have to be responsible for yourself and what you're dealing with. The clearings can help you, but sometimes, you know, the energy still come through and cause us harm. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. I can give a testimonial on that. I've never turned circuit breakers off, but for years I've had a battery-operated clock and nothing else electronic in my bedroom. And if you have a very small place and you have to have a TV in your bedroom, I think it helps to put something over it at night, and it might eliminate some of the energy that's coming off of it, you know, like put a blanket over it or something. So I do feel that since I've done that, I sleep much, much better. It's not as thorough, though, as what you're describing, but just the small changes of having, you know, as few electronics as possible in the room is great. Of course, then we're kind of conflicting with the thought of having a light being on the screen, because that is kind of nice to have the light being. That I do that as well. I have my laptop open.
That's true.
So but you can't really have both.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Okay, so, wow, we had so many. We're getting so near the end of the show already, and we had so many more requests here. But there were some, several of them are about, are questions about things from TV and the movies and stuff, and I was wondering if perhaps, Ron, just to kind of help all of those at once, could we have a sample of the media clearing? We talked about it earlier, but could you do a sample of that for us if something in the media kind of got to you?
Well, I would say that you heard some words either on TV or radio, where you got the keywords that affected you, and or maybe you saw a newsprint on something, okay? Oh, here we go. Let's release that. Now, you have to think of that issue, because the light doesn't clear everything away from you, because, you know, it only works what you're dealing with on, okay? Some people don't understand that. They think, well, gee, yeah, fix me, you know. Well, they see you as perfect. So you got to find out where you don't want to become perfect, where your problems are, because you're dealing with energy that you supposedly should have created. So why would the light take away something from you that you wanted to create? Unfortunately, some things here you don't want to have, but the light just sees it as you created it. So if you created it, then it's up to you to request to have it undone. So that's what we do with clearings, okay? We take away energies that are out of balance or in duality. So think of your situation or words or whatever that keyed you, got you upset, maybe you focused on it, maybe it's something that keeps haunting you. You want to do that reoccurring barcode one. I forgot the name of it exactly, but we have a clearing for that. Oh, here we go. One, releasing this energy from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, Ann, back to you. I guess we have 5 minutes left here because we started a little bit late here, so we got five more minutes.
Right, right. Okay. All right. And I know we're not going to get to all the questions we had tonight, but someone has a request on here. Could you clear one issue for us that's from a past life?
Well, everything is past life. Minutes ago is a past life. So let's look at your past life today. So what issue did you have today? Here we go.
right? Especially if it's something that recurs for you, right, Ron?
Yeah, you want something that's kind of reoccurring all the time. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. That's released from you now.
Thank you so much, Ron. I just want to say I feel like I was rather vague about that Mr. Oxygen letter. If anyone has trouble finding that on the Rumor Mill News website, you can send me an email at clsquestions, and I'll check that tonight and before I go to bed, and I'll send you the link because I have it up on my computer. Because I know one time I went in there and tried to find Mr. Oxygen, and I had a hard time. So if someone can't
find it, you
can go
to the forum section or something.
Yeah, see, I can't remember all the details. I just know I have it, you know, because I was sent the link, so I'd be happy to forward that link to anybody. And then it's much easier to find all the Mr. Oxygen, because there's a lot of different people writing stuff on that website. Okay. Wow, we're getting... Well, here's a really helpful one, I think. Someone actually is basically requesting the addiction clearing, because they said... they heard on TV someone say, I don't drink anymore now. I just work all the time, so I don't have to deal with my thoughts and feelings. And this listener wrote in to say, I think that applies to so many of us, that we find something to try to avoid our spirit and our own creativity and our own reality. So could we have a sample run of the addiction clearing, and everyone can think of one thing that maybe they feel they're addicted to.
Okay, here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go.
Thank you, Ron. That's true, right, that someone could be just as addicted to work as they might be to, say, alcohol or a drug?
Yeah, I guess anything could be like that, yeah. So.
Well, and here's the thing that I thought was interesting about it, because you've said before that when you're connected to your spirit and being creative, you feel like in the zone and you know it and you feel happy. So can you tell us what's the difference between like being a workaholic where you're avoiding yourself and your spirit and when you're being creative and actually connecting to your spirit?
Well, when you're with your spirit, you're probably more in more at peace. You'll create in peace. So it's, all I can figure is that what you want to do is be peaceful. So whatever is keeping you from being peace, you want to clear that away from you. That could be in timelines. And when you're creating with your spirit in the creation of something, if your spirit's with you, so it could be a slight problem because about 90% of the people here don't have spirits. So, you know, they may say, well, I don't have a spirit, or I have a program. And the program is what people are running. So you got to look at everything as what it is. And you want to connect with your spirit if you have one and just be more conscious and be in the now. So when you're in the now, you're with your spirit. So you want to be creative in the moment. You're not in the moment and you're thinking about creating something, then you're on a timeline. So when you're working, remember, you may have to meet deadlines and stuff and you're getting off on timelines trying to figure out what you're doing. And that situation can cause you to be in time versus being in the moment. So want to be in the moment and being creative. Then you're with your spirit. But you could be in the darkness thinking how to do something, and then you kind of figure it all out. Then all of a sudden you're in the moment working with that, with your spirit. So you always want to be with your spirit because you probably get your answers much quicker. Most people, you know, live on timelines, and you're not living in the current, present now. Uh-oh, I got straight up on the hour here.
Yeah.
We should probably call it quits tonight. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody, for your comments. I think that'll be posted another event here, maybe tomorrow, I believe. So we'll catch you later, everybody. Blessings.
Thanks, all. Bye.